Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue without Peggy.
Welcome back.
My Peggy Sue.
Closing out hour number one of The Drive, Pastor Mike, Michael O'Donnell is in today for Bob. This is Buddy Holly. Songs about girls. Max has picked these. He's over there in the KFH studio.
This song is awesome.
It is.
I'll tell you why. My wife was literally named after this song,
right?
My brother-in-law was four when she was born, and Buddy Holly was singing it. So he went around the house singing Peggy Sue, and when she was born, my in-laws heard that, and so she is Peggy Sue O'Donnell.
It's also got a little bit of an Almost Famous connection, and I'm guessing maybe that's why Max included it in
his songs
about girls today.
Well, I appreciate it. I didn't ask for that, but that was spot on. I think my wife's listening, and
it gives
she'll
both
think
of us
I did
a jolt.
For her. There you go. Yeah,
there you go.
I'm pumped.
Let's go to the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline where Ken Canfield joins us. Ken, Dr. Ken Canfield, an expert in fatherhood, president and founder of the National Center for Fathering. Ken, how are you this afternoon?
Awesome and getting better.
Very good. You're joining Pastor Mike, Michael O'Donnell, and I'm Jeff Lutz. We're happy to have you on the show today to talk about fathering. Why has this become and has continued to be a passion for yours, the passion for fatherhood? Obviously, you have kids. You've mentored fathers. Why is that the area you decided to dedicate your life?
Well, long story, but first, just greetings to my native place of birth and early years. Wichita is home ground for me, so it's a delight to talk to listeners there. Well, let me tell you, right now, fatherhood is in a renaissance position, and simply because if you don't have a father or you had a poor relationship with your father, you look at all the negative social sequelae. In other words, bad stuff typically comes down because a father provides a protection, a kind of a visionary piece of your life that if it's missing, you have to compensate in other ways. And all you have to do is go down to the city jail, and go and take a poll and say, hey, tell me about your relationship with your father growing up. And what you'll find across the board, across the country, 70 up to 90% either juvenile or adults grew up in a fatherless household. And so they didn't have that connection. Now, that doesn't mean if you don't know your father or didn't have a relationship that you're destined for, you know, a tough time. It does mean you're going to have to compensate in some ways to overcome that. So what does a father bring to the table? A whole bunch of good stuff. And that's what we need to extol. And what Michael O'Donnell is doing in the prisons across Kansas, it's stellar. And we just need to uphold that because it's good for young men, young women, and it's a difference maker as you mature in life.
Hey, friend, it is good to talk to you. It's Pastor Mike. Hey, I thank you for coming on the show today. I appreciate the favor. And this is a father-son show. And if you would listen to samplings of it, you would see that they have just kind of a friendly banter. Sometimes not so friendly, quite honestly, but they have a banter back and forth and working together and talks about sports. And so I know you are a sports fan, and you certainly have seen the impact of fathers and sons in sports. And maybe you can highlight a little bit of that about what fathers can bring to their sons, because we know many of the listeners out there are coaching their sons and daughters in sports, and how does that impact and help, and what are some of the things we can glean from being involved in sports with our children?
Well, the great thing about sports is it provides a structure and an outlet for boys that are going through, particularly the adolescent years. I can think of few things better than to just exhaust them in physical activities. But when it comes down to coaching, this is an aspect of fathering that is critical. During the early years of fathering, you have to be very specific and set up boundaries and guidelines that, you know, if you cross this line, there are consequences, son. And so if you apply that to sports, you've got to get the rudiments down. And I remember my father was my baseball coach growing up, and every year we go back to the fundamentals. So I think we've already been through that. Well, yeah, we have, but we needed to return. And then what a dad can do that is just so important is the consistency of practice. Practicing with your son and just going through, whether it's playing catch, shooting hoops, throwing the football, even, you know, kicking the ball, playing soccer, this practice and affirming them in the midst of what they're doing is really good. After the game, you know, and this could go the other way, you have to be cautious about reviewing what happened, you know, the tapes of the game, because, you know, they may have played their heart out and they just didn't get to succeed, or they got beat out for some reason. And sure, hindsight's 20/20, but overwhelmingly, this encouragement that a father can give is lasting. You know, I remember my dad one year, he was the coach of the year that year, and we were playing in Magdalen Little League over there at Woodlawn and I think it was Lincoln.
Sure.
And so, I was there, and of course, I happened to be the best player on the team. Why? Because my dad, the coach, made me stay before the game started, after the game. And we practiced till we were blue. And I know this one young guy came, and he didn't have a dad. He was brought by his grandparents. And I remember my dad just, you know, practicing with him, Tommy, afterwards, because he was afraid of the ball. And he didn't get a hit all year until the last game. And my dad, you know, after, you know, talking to him, said, Tommy, you can hit the ball. Just keep saying, I'm going to hit that ball. So here he comes up to the plate and he starts just saying that over and over. I'm going to hit that ball. I'm going to hit that ball. So much so that everybody thought, wow, this is weird. Well, lo and behold, the pitcher, you know, threw one over, and here's a short little kid, which he was overweight too. He hit the ball, and the first thing out of his mouth was, I hit that ball, I hit that ball. He'd never run the base, so everybody yelled, run, Tommy, run. And to see this is an example of a father figure, a coach that kind of comes up and gives guidance in a way that is profound. It helped Tommy establish confidence, even though it was at the end of the season, and having an epic moment that he treasured, I know, for some time later. Dads can do that with their kids, and dads can do it with other kids. And I learned about fathering watching my dad father or coach, you know, really, this other kid that didn't have a shot. So that's the opportunity we have.
Talking with Ken Canfield. He's currently the president of the National Association for Grandparenting, also an expert on parenting, fatherhood. So my daughter just turned 13 last week, a few days ago. I think I'm doing an okay job, but now she's entering that teenage realm. It's going to get a little hairy. What advice would you have for someone like me entering the world of adolescence for the first time with their child?
Let us pray. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, no, I'm not kidding. You just have Pastor Michael say a prayer, because the spiritual side of fathering is important. So this is really critical. And surveying daughters and asking them, how do you know if your dad's really connected with you through the adolescent years? One of the simple questions asking them every day, tell me specifically, how are things going at school? Who did you talk to? Who did you want to talk to but didn't talk to? What are you noting there? And then take those post-it notes, and I tell you, this is a grand slam. Put two or three post-it notes with messages from you, simple messages, you're the best, you're beautiful, and post that on her mirror. Because this is the way it is. The mirror on the wall tells young women, their identity in ways that even though we say they're beautiful, they're sharp, and so forth, they look at the opposite of that. And so when we post messages on their mirror, if you want to get crazy, get some marker that's, of course, erasable and write a big note there. And that will shock her and bless her in a way that she needs it. Because I know there are some adolescent boys that are checking out your daughter. Well, the way to overcome and, you know, fill her emotional tank is to make sure you have blessed her more than those that are out there looking at her, checking her out.
There you go. Pastor Mike, any final question for Ken?
I just appreciate you coming on, Ken. We also want to kind of let you know about some of the work that Jeff's dad, Bob, is doing here in Wichita in a program called League 42, where working with inner-city kids there at McAdams Park at 17th and Hillside area, and it's life-changing stuff. And so I knew you could chime in on how we can make a difference in the lives of these kids, and sports can be a real big help. And we're doing that here, and Jeff is doing a great job as a dad. I had the privilege of doing his wedding, and so he's got all that going for him. And so I just appreciate you very much. And, again, if they want to find out more about you and your work with grandparentings, if I remember correctly, I'll do this from memory, it's grandsmatter.org. Is that correct?
Yeah, grandkidsmatter.org. And if you want to know about fathering, go to fathers.com. We've got tons of research, tips, ideas, post-it notes on the mirrors, stories that'll inspire you. So great to hear about you, Jeff. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
As you too, Michael.
Thank you, friend. And I'll be talking to you soon. Hope you'll get back to Wichita here. I know your wife's having some health issues. We'll be praying for her as well.
Take care.
Ken, thanks. Thank you. There goes Ken Canfield. Appreciate you setting that up, Pastor Mike.
Sure.
Some valuable insight and advice from Ken.
There you go. I'm anxious to see that mirror. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that mirror thing. I'm not great with praise. Yeah, should I say that?
I think people know that they listen to this show. I don't think that's news to anybody.
It's not my biggest strength.
But you could do. You're a writer. You could write just a simple little note. And if you get struggling with that, you can also do that on the mirrors that your cats use. You would probably have some.
Yeah, they like to
get some affirmation. Exactly, get some affirmation.
The kitties get a lot of affirmation.
It seems to be the case
when there's no chance for a response, you can be really loving.
So, and by the way, on that note, did you get your shed for your cats to live in out behind your house?
We got a shed, but that's for me.
Oh, it's for you.
In our new house, we're going to have a little kitty patio that's closed in. And that will be where they can run around and get their fresh air.
Now, you're not going to collect a lot of them. I read about that story. You know, my wife was on the City Council of Bel Air for a long time where they had a whole
the hoarder.
Zoo.
Yeah. That's scary. That's scary stuff.
More cats than even you would enjoy, I guess.
Well, that's debatable. What, she have like 115 or something like
it
that?
It was just a crazy number.
I mean, there was part of me that's envious, and there's part of me that's like, let's scale it back.
Yeah, they were bringing out birds and just a whole menagerie of animals.
Yeah, that's really
animals.
Sad.
Oh, it
for
really
every,
is.
For every living creature involved in that, it's really sad.
It is sad. So, but you probably aren't looking to adopt any more cats right now.
Not necessarily. I mean, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, I know you
but
are.
But you don't want to become that person.
You don't
I was
going to
say that guy, but that guy doesn't exist. It's always crazy cat lady.
Yeah,
he's no crazy cat man.
That is kind of true. Yeah, but you're a man enough not to let that bother you, that
right,
type of moniker. Why would you?
They bring joy to my life. Why would that be?
Exactly.
That shouldn't be a problem, right?
It should not. And and your wife tells you if you begin giving them more attention than you get to
she
her,
does.
And she'll let you know that I'm sure that hey, it's me time, not cat
time. Exactly.
So,
well, she certainly has to fight for that attention
in
our house.
Very good. So.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with hour number two. I have a little bit of a game for Pastor Mike.
Wow.
I think there are people in the news and sports and in life that could use some direction. That's where I'll leave it, and we'll come back and we'll play a little game with Pastor Mike in hour number two. Stay with us. This is The Drive with Bob and Jeff.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.